your husband to have your...
Well, Vic, don't go on and ask...
...question. I will return to good care of him, madam.
Me and don't go on and ask from the pavement. Catch your... Theater? The theater?
Absolutely out of question. You must realize the situation. To return to theater. Hmm. What did you say?
Nothing. Val, Val, well, to get the curtain, is he?
I don't...
Eva, a little... There. All what I mean is... Oh, isn't in any danger there.
Isn't contract any more cold? Where if... Well, influenza gives, you know.
Gee, I'll take care of Olin. If he's cold, it'll be over.
Fair enough. Good night.
He's all bone gone.
And then I'll be in.
Got that pill roller gone.
Yeah. Why'd you want to...
Yeah, I want to ask him.
I asked him, didn't need it.
Gee, what does a guy have to do to get a prescription anyway? Die of old age?
Well, if it is, I suppose you'll devote the rest of your life to getting old or something.
What'd the old gloom say, huh? Suppose he scared you to death and told you that if I lived through the night, I was just doing it to be mean to some undertaker.
No.
Huh?
All he says was, you had a bad cold, that's all. And he said you'd be all right in a couple of days.
In a couple of days? Did you tell the aching pain magician if I didn't get up tonight, I'd be doing a juggling act on some street corner with apples?
He said you had just about as much chance of getting to the theater tonight as Al Capone had of being presented to Queen Mary.
Oh, gee, I feel swell. If it felt any better, they'd be printing my picture on breakfast food packages.
Yeah. Of course, that was a college cheer you just let out.
Yeah. That's the University of Arizona, Yale.
But all kidding aside, Al, you're losing weight fast. Pretty soon I'll have to shake the sheets to find you.
Oh, don't let that worry you, baby. None of my family was very heavy. Gee, my old man only weighed 2 pounds when he was born.
Did he live?
No. Well, he died when Grandpa was born. Of course he lived, you ninny. He's alive today.
How old is he?
I don't know, but we've had him a long time. He's the oldest one in the family.
Here, open your big mouth and take on a load of this cough syrup.
Oh, no, that stuff tastes awful, Alice.
That doesn't make any difference. It's good for you.
But, gee, I don't want it.
Well, you take this like a little man, or do I have to hold your nose? Which is like swinging an Indian club.
All right, I'll take it, but... This is an awful way to treat a guy that's sick.
Oh.
Oh, that stuff tastes like something that ought to be a law again.
Doesn't it ease your throat?
Yeah, but so would varnish. What time is it?
What difference does it make to you? You ain't going anyplace.
Oh, I'm not, huh? I'm going to theater.
Why, Val, you can't. The doc said you couldn't get out of bed for 2 weeks. That's impossible.
You're goofy. I can make it okay. Don't you worry about that.
Oh, honey, it'll kill you if you go. The doc said so. You can't, that's all. You can't, see? You get out of that bed and I'll break this chair over you so hard that when you wake up, you'll be ancient history.
Don't let that sawbone panic you, kid. What if I am a little creaky? I'll put on my show and we'll come straight home.
If you go to the theater, you'll come home straight and stiff, you mean. But, darling, you don't seem to realize how serious this is.
Well, I suppose the show is just a little incident or something, huh? Gee, Ellis, if I didn't make the theater, I'd be yellow, see? I'd be all right.
Yellow, huh? It's yellow of you to... If you do go... But then you're running the risk of leaving me alone forever, see?
Listen, kid. I'm tough, see? I ain't hurting you a bit. If it does, I'm going. That's that. Now let me go. I'm getting up.
Listen, Val. Please listen. Just a minute. Wait until you hear what I'm going to say. And then if you still want to get up, I'll let you.
All right. Don't take too long telling it, see?
Listen, honey. I didn't tell you what the doc really said. I was afraid it would frighten you. He said that if you got up or caught more cold, you'd get the hook, see? Oh, gee, Val, the show doesn't make any difference at all. It's you, darling. Gee, if I lost you, I'd lose everything. Maybe tomorrow night you can go. Maybe we won't lose the contract. But what does the contract mean? What does the show matter? What does anything matter if we have each other? I'm a good sport, ain't I?
Sure you are, but...
And I've always been a good trooper, ain't I?
You bet you have, baby.
And I've always been willing to take a chance with you, ain't I? I've never welched or quit, have I?
No, but...
I gamble with anything, dear, but you... Oh, can't you see that nothing is worth winning when we have to take the risk of losing each other? Oh, why, Val, what if we do land on the pavement again? We can make big time again. Don't be selfish. Think of me. I'll stay home, honey. Stay home. Everything will be okay.
Oh, sure, but you just got all hot and bothered about this hooey about me being sick. Gee, if I was as sick as you and the doc think I am, it'd be different, but I ain't. I ought to know, oughtn't it? I'm the guy that's hitting these germs, ain't I? It won't hurt me to make the theater. Oh, gee, all our lives we've been fighting to get in the lights. And what a big sap I'd be if I doused those lights just because I had a little cough. That ain't smart. We got a break in big time. If we keep up the good work, why, oh, gee, baby, in a couple of years they'll be tearing up ticker tape for us. Oh, old McIntyre will be telling about us in his column. Why, we'll be international stars, kid. You want me to give that up simply because I happen to be a rooming house for a couple of bugs? You're crazy, kid. Now get off me. Let me get my royal raiments on.
Oh, Val, think.
I ain't got time.
Oh, listen to that cough, honey.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard it all day. One's just the same as another.
Oh, you can't go, Val. That's all there is to it.
Save the melodrama, will you? Make me as nervous as it's a grasshopper on a waffle iron when you talk that way. I'm going to pick up a hop most any minute.
Oh, don't go, Val, please.
Don't be silly. Get out of my way, will
you? It isn't silly, Val. It's serious. I'm so serious that I'll do anything. Promise anything if you'll only stay home.
Oh, go on in the other room and put it on the Ted Lewis record. Forget about it while I get dressed, will you? Doc, she scared you to death, that's all. There's nothing wrong with me except I got a cold.
It isn't a cold. It's influenza.
Well, influenza's just a cold with a monocle.
Well, it doesn't take any magnifying glass to see that you've got more than a cold. You look like death itself.
Yeah, that's because I'm the skeleton in the family closet. I'm getting up.
Oh, Val, I wish you wouldn't.
That's what you said before. Now, hand me my clothes, will you?
Val, you're swaying like... Val! Oh, Val! Oh, he's fainted. What'll I do? Oh, get some water. Oh, Val, honey, wake up. I'll say something, anything. Open your eyes, honey. Oh, Val, darling, drink the water, darling. Val! Oh, say something, darling.
Hey, what you trying to do? Drown me?
Here, drink the water and you'll feel better.
Thanks.
Come on. Let me help you back into bed.
Okay.
How do you feel, honey?
Gee, what did I do? Kiss the canvas?
Oh, boy, you went into a dive. I thought you were dead. Do you feel miserable?
No, I'm all right, but I can see right now where the show's going on without Laverne and Valentine. And if you say I told you so, I'll scream like a pinched panther.
Oh, never mind this show. Tell me you love me and that you'll never faint again and that you won't get out of bed until the doctor says you can and...
Hey, never mind the oration. You better get Gallagher on the phone and... Tell him I'm going to pull a fade out on him.
Yeah, I guess I'd better.
Hurry. I think the number is Westport 3229.
Hello. Hello. Give me Westport 3229, please. Give me Mr. Gallagher, please. Yeah. Hello, Mr. Gallagher? Listen, this is Alice. Yeah. Val's sick. I tried to make the show, but passed out. No, sick. Tomorrow? Well, I'll see you tomorrow about that. Yeah, I know it is, but it ain't his fault. Thanks. Bye.
What'd he say?
Okay.
Just tickled him to death, I suppose.
Oh, don't let her worry you.
You know what I'm afraid of, kid?
What?
Well, them lights go out tonight. They ain't gonna spell them on Valentine when they go on again. I think we took our curtain bow at a big time tonight.
Oh, there, Dad. Even if we did, we'll make it again. We made it once, didn't we? We can make it again.
Gee, I hope so.
Oh, smile, honey. Oh, and tell me that you love me.
Oh, sure I love you, old trooper. What's the difference? Life's like that. Chicken today and feathers tomorrow.
We got each other, haven't we?
Sure. Sure, and haven't used enough for one guy, but...
For what, darling?
What's... Kind of a hard break, kid. Check us. A guy's got to call him as he sees him and bury his own dead. Never mind, old lady. Ain't the first time they've had us on the pavement. They never could keep us there, could they?
No, they couldn't.
You know why? Because Laverne and Valentine are the best hoofers that ever slapped the boards, that's why. And anyway, well, maybe Gallagher will give us a little break, huh?
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. What about all the rest of this show business?
But there ain't no maybe about your loving me, is there?
Oh, gee. Don't be a ninny.